Okay, we're continuing the rules of Shva Na and Shva Na. Now, it is a rule that there's a concept that seems to come from the Shoinim that anything in Lashon Kodesh, don't bite it, anything in Lashon Kodesh, anything we find in other languages, its source really is from Lashon Kodesh. Meaning you might find, so to speak, coincidences. Things that you find in other languages, and people say, hey, it's like that in Hebrew. And it seems to be the Rishonim right that the Shoresh, the source of it, is actually from Lashon Kodesh. And after Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, the world is created in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. And then from that on, at one point, they built the Tower of Babel, and the language is separate, spread out. But they all have their basis in Lashon Kodesh. So we find words. Now listen to this one. Does anybody speak here Italiano? Anybody speak Italian? French. Listen to this. There's a word in English that's spelled like this. M-O-Z-Z-A-R-A-L-L-O. Mozzarella. It's a type of cheese. You guys familiar with that? Now, there's two Z's and two L's. Correct? Well, I've seen you guys writing. Okay, it doesn't matter. Trust me. It's got two Z's and two L's. Okay, now, the way we pronounce it in American English, I'm assuming in English is also, is mozzarella. Right? Why are there two Z's and two L's? Anybody think of that? No one thought about that before, right? Well, neither have I. Until I met a guy who spoke Italian. He was American, but he told me he learned Italian. And he says that the real way to pronounce the word mozzarella is not mozzarella, but rather mozzarella. Now, there's real. I'm not nuts. Just hold on for a minute. Mozzarella. You guys hear what I'm saying? Again, the regular Z would be pronounced matzah, right? But with the two Z's, it's mozzarella. Right? You have something we eat called pizza, right? It's not really pizza. It's really pizza. That's got two Z's in it. What's the concept? The concept is, when you got two letters, listen up, when you got two letters, right, what's the two letters doing? The two letters are making it as if there's two, you're hearing two letters. Pizza, right? But you're not separating between the two letters. You're reading two letters without separating between them. Does that make sense? So what you're really doing is reading one letter that's kind of sounding like two letters. Does everybody get what I just said now? Okay? Mozzarella. Okay. That is called a dogesh chazak. A dogesh is a little dot in Lashon Kodesh in letters. Okay? Take, for example, the word mitzavcho, which has a shvo underneath it. That's why we're going to be, that's what's relevant to us. I don't think I'm going to get to the whole idea today, but we'll just start it. The word mitzavcho has a dogesh in the vav. Why is there a dogesh in the vav? It doesn't change. When you have a beis and a vase, that changes, and a pay and a fey change. What's the dogesh in the vav doing? What's the vav and what the dogesh, it's a certain type of dogesh called dogesh chazak, the strong dogesh, a strong emphasis. Dogesh, again, refers, means to emphasize, and it's referring to the little dot in the letter. There's two types. We're going to talk about a certain type called a dogesh chazak. The strong dogish. The strong dogish, what it does is, it makes it like you're reading two letters. Now, boys and girls, do not try this at home. It could be dangerous. You're going to have to rely on me for this. And if you really want to know how to do this, don't do it until you've got a bit of, you got to ask or listen to people that know how to do it. Like, you know, you hang around people that write dictics for, you might be able to learn how. But the point is, unless you know how to do it, don't do it. But conceptually, the idea behind the dogish chazak is that you're actually supposed to be reading two letters without separating, just like they do in Italian. That's what a really dogesh chazak is. Okay, so far so good. Everybody have that? Okay, now, very quickly then, we still got another minute and a half. Very quickly, what the way, if you were to write that dogesh out, if I were to write it, right, the way I'd write it would be, let's say take the word mitzavcha. I would write it mem tzadi vav, and then I'd write another vav, right? Now, what would the first vav have underneath it? Mitzavcha. What would the first letter have? It would have the two. It would have a shva on the first letter. That's right. The first letter would have a shva, and the second letter in this case would also have a shva. Well, take the word Shabbos. Shabbos is not a good example. Let me tell you, halayla. Okay, or I take the word halayla. The word, the lamed in halayla has a dogish in it. Trust me on that. Okay. Now, how would you write that? You write hey, lamed, lamed. The second lamed is going to have a patach. Halayla with a patach, right? Halayla, right? Okay, but the first one, what's the first lamed going to have? Halayla. With a shva, right? Now, getting back to the rule. So now, gentlemen, we learned a rule. When you have two, so the first lamed is going to be what's called a shva, nach, right? Halayla. So to speak, right? You read it as one. You read halayla, but technically, now, but if the letter has a shva underneath it, take the word mitzavcha, where there's a shva. So the first letter has a shva, nach, closing the previous syllable. The second letter, vav, so to speak, has a shva, starting the next syllable, otherwise known as a shva na. So therefore, getting back to the five rules of Dagish, rule number four is Dalet. Dalet stands for Dagish. When I have a letter with a shva, excuse me, when I have a letter with a shva underneath it, with a Dagish in it, that will always be a shva na. And I explained, as I just explained, because you, so to speak, are saying two letters, the first one being a shva nach, the second one being the shva, and when you have two consistent shvas, the first is a nach, and the second is a shva nach.
How do you pronounce that word?
And thank you for listening. So like I said, we'll talk about that in a second.